guys, the weekend's here. Thanks for joining me, Ravaughan Smith, here on A Sure Thing, as we look ahead to racing on the weekend around the country. Sunday, we have racing on the Highveld at Turfentine, and on Saturday, the meeting we're concentrating on is in Cape Town. We're racing at Hollywood Bets Kenilworth. Good to have you along for the preview of a 10-race card that's been put together by Racecos Western Cape. I like this card. There are some very, very nice individuals that will be stepping out onto the track. A lot of them will be making their seasonal debuts. And the headliner of the afternoon is, of course, the Cape Punters Cup. A very nice precursor to the Hollywood Bets Cape Guineas that comes up next month. We also have the running of the first juvenile race in the opener, but more about that as we work our way through the card. So there's lots to look forward to on Saturday. If you are in the vicinity of Kenilworth and you have nothing planned for the afternoon, bring the family along because there's something for young and old. There is a kids' play area. There is a flea market. There's happy hour. And, of course, top quality racing where you can have a flutter on the GGs. With there being 10 races on the card from race 2 onwards, that's where we'll start with the exotics on the tote. And if you are taking your free Hollywood Bet Punter Challenge entries, those, of course, need to be on 5 minutes prior to the advertised starting time of the first. Right, let's get straight to it. The first race on the card is a Futurity Plate. It's non-black type. It's for two-year-olds. It's an 800-meter scurry. And I made a point of taking down the Antipost Market for this meeting because the Antipost Market normally gives you a good guide as to who's fancied and who's not, because not many comments would have been forthcoming for the opening race on the program. Number 2, Marcellus, is at 2.27 to 1. 7, Champagne Castle, at 2.27 to 1. 7.14, but number 1, Lava Strike. 8.33, number 4, Catwalk King. And 10 to 1 and upwards, the others. I must tell you, I am one of those that like to see them first enter the parade ring, walk around a bit, and then make their way down to the start before I make an informed decision, especially with there being no form available. So I'm going to give the first race a miss and just watch and see exactly who performs well on the day. If you are going to be having a flutter, I would suggest keep an eye on the betting, watch them go down to the start, and then get involved. We move swiftly along to race number 2 on the card, which is the Summer Bowl. It's a non-black type event. A small field of just 6 runners will line up at the 1600-meter mark. Looking forward to seeing both Rainbow Lorikeet and Double Grand Slam back in action, but I am in the camp of number 3, Double Grand Slam. She gets the services of Andrew Fortune again this afternoon. He was on board when she won the Garden Province Stakes during the height of the KwaZulu-Natal season. She returns and makes her seasonal debut. She is by far the class horse in the race. She won this race last year, and I'm siding with her to make it back-to-back wins and for her to defend a crown. And I wrote here, if not in need of the run, will be hard to beat. So I'm going 3, Double Grand Slam, ahead of 2, Rainbow Lorikeet, 5, Swahitech, 4, Kinda Wonderful. Third race, first leg of the place accumulator. 13.55 is the off time, 16 runners carded, 14 runners plus 2 reserves. And here I'm going with a horse with the most improvement to come, and that is number 13, Thalea. And when I jotted down the Antipodes Market, I see Thalea is the favourite at 2.5 to 1 in the Antipodes Market on HollywoodBets.net. You can get 4.55, number 7, Nanny Goal, 5.56, number 3, X-Dean's Princess, and number 9, One Dance. Thalea, to me, ran a cracker on debut. She was slow away that day, but she certainly was doing her best work late in the closing stages. She ran second over this course and distance. She would have definitely come on with the benefit of that run under the belt, and with any amount of natural improvement to come, can go one better. So I'm going 13, Thalea, to win it, ahead of 9, One Dance, 12, Starting Point, and 7, Nanny Gold. Fourth race on the card is the opening leg of the Pick 6. This jumps at 14.30. It's a B stakes where 7 runners will line up at the 1800-meter mark. Number 6, Future Freeze, at 2-1. 3.03 to 1, number 2, Strawberry Thief. 3.57, number 1, Pinot Grigio. Number 5, Mfulu, is at 4-1. And it is double figures and upwards the others. I'm siding here with the James Crawford Yard and the horse that I think has been a model of consistency, and that is number 5, Mfulu, as my first choice selection. I thought it was very unlucky not finished closer last time out. I had to switch at the 400-meter mark, and but for that, was making late progress, could have finished a whole lot closer. He's having his peak run here, so he should be cherry ripe to fight out the finish, and that's the reason why I'm going with 5 Umfulu, ahead of 1 Pinot Grigio, 6 Future Free, and 2 Strawberry Thief. Race 5, leg 1 of Jackpot 1. This race jumps at 15.05. It is a conditions plate. 7 runners over 1,400 metres. 1.33, number 2, Snow Pilot. 2-1, number 3, Sail the Seas. 4.55, number 5, La Paluga. 5-1, number 1, Great Plains. 8.33-1 and upwards, the others. Quite a few of them are making their seasonal debuts here. The likes of Great Plains, Snow Pilot, Sail the Seas, La Paluga, and also Future Swing are all returning from quite a bit of a break. I'm going to side here with number 3, Sail the Seas, Muzieni for Justin Snaith. Last seen in action when winning the WSB Guineas in KZN, and that was at the start of champion season 29 weeks ago. I do think he would have strengthened up and matured in the time that he's been off. He's the kind of horse that likes to race up handy, and when he got satellite last time out, he won going away. He's ideally course and distance, and even distance suited here over the course and distance. 2 runs, 2 wins. Over the distance, 4 runs, 3 wins. And again, I've written, if not in need of the run, could be involved in the finish. So I'm going 3 Sail the Seas, ahead of 4 What a Fortune, 2 Snow Pilot, 1 Great Plains. That takes us on to race number 6 on the card. This is the sophomore sprint for 3-year-olds. A race to be run over 1,200 metres, and 9 All the Rage is at 1.11 in the Antipodes market. 6.25, number 8, Roland Garros, and 11, Malmesbury Missile. 7.14, number 1, Green Gateway. 10-1 and upwards, the others. I like the look of number 9, All the Rage. Candace Bass, Alder de Meyer, good to see him continue to take the ride. This horse is certainly in a rich vein of form. And after that last win, I do think he has shown his way above average, and here he should be fitter and a lot stronger to take on a field of this nature. Alder knows him well, and I do think he can bring up the hat-trick and show his potential as a leading 3-year-old. So I'm going 9 All the Rage to win it, ahead of 11 Malmesbury Missile, 5 Military Command, and 8 Roland Garros. Race 7, which is the feature race on the card, is also leg 1 of Jackpot 2. This is the Grade 2, Racecoast Cape Punters Cup, to be run over 1,600 metres, and as I said, this is a key prep for the Hollywood Bets Cape Guineas. A field of 12 runners will line up at the 1,600-metre mark. 2.27, number 2, Good For You. 4-1, number 12, Rudolph Hurst. 4.55, number 1, Fox On The Run. 7.14, number 6, Aristocratic. 10-1 and upwards, bar those. I'm definitely looking forward to seeing number 2, Good For You, in action again. Remember, 3 runs back, won a Grade 1. That was the gold medallion as a 2-year-old. He's had 2 runs this campaign already, and he finished second in both those outings. In his penultimate, he finished second behind All the Rage, who I like in the race prior to that, and last time out, he finished second behind Vapor Trail. The blinkers have also been removed for this run, which I do think could be a very, very shrewd move on Glenn Cotson's behalf. He's well drawn, he's having his peak run, and I do think he is cherry ripe to bounce back to winning ways. I'm going 2 Good For You to beat number 1, Fox On The Run, 6, Aristocratic, and 12, Rudolph Hurst. That takes us on to race number 8 on the card. It's the Bantry Bay Stakes, non-black type, 8 runners will contest this race over 1,100 metres. And let's see, the bidding has 7, Tanango at 1.43-1, 3.33, number 6, Cafe Culture, 4, My Sensation, 4-1, 6.25-1 and upwards, the others. I am really excited to see 7 Tanango back in action on Saturday. He returns from a well-deserved break. He is up against a few hard-knocking individuals here. He has a devastating turn of foot, and you can be guaranteed he'll be challenging very strongly to the wire. I do think, despite him carrying 62 kilograms, that to me is not a concern. He is the class horse in the race, and I do think he'll be much too good for this field. I think we can expect him to make his presence felt, and he can bounce back to his winning ways and make it a winning seasonal debut. 7 Tanango is the choice, ahead of 4 My Sensation, 6 Cafe Culture, 1 Teflon Man. That takes us on to race number 9 on the program, and race 9 on the card is a Class 4 Benchmark 82, where 10 runners will line up at the 1400 meter mark. This is not an easy end to the exotics on the program. It's 3.57, number 3 Blind Date. You can then get 4.55, number 4 Smarten Up, as well as number 7 Caracou, 5.56, number 2 Island Forever, and it's 6.67-1 and upwards the others. Where am I going in race 9? I'm going with a horse that owes me, that I went for last time out. I said I was going to give it only one last chance last time out, but I do think in a race like this, he definitely can be involved in the finish. And of course, I'm talking about number 7, Caracou, who was bred at the Riverton stud. Duncan Barry and a few of his classmates owned this horse in partnership. Now, I do think this horse has got very nice, consistent form. He was running on at the finish last time out. He's always there or thereabout. Good to see Callan Murray retain the ride. He's a horse that's always competitive, and if he gets set light at the right time, I do think he can bounce back to winning ways. Hence the reason I'm going with 7 Caracou, ahead of number 3 Blind Date, 2 Island Forever, and 10 Star in Motion. And that takes us on to the last race on the program, race number 10. If all goes according to plan, race 10 jumps at 1800 hours. And in this race, it is also quite an open race as far as the betting is concerned. 7 Touched by Angels is at 3.57-1. 6 Pump It Up is at 4.55-1. 6.25-1, number 1 Astronomical Boy. 8.33-1 and upwards the others. I'm going for a complete loon in the last race. This horse is at 16 or even 20-1 on certain websites. Hollywood Bets has got it at 16.67-1, and that is number 5, Azuri. Always there or thereabout, was slow, and I had to switch at the 400-meter mark last time out, and but for that, could have finished a whole lot closer. Callan Murray is on board this time round. He certainly looks like he is a progressive individual. And I do think if he jumps and if he sits on the heels of the early speed, he is well drawn. He is definitely a horse that can be competitive and be involved in the shakeup. This horse keeps jumping at me whenever I look at this. So that's the horse I'm going to go with. Number 5, Azuri. Ahead of number 6, Pump It Up. For third, I'm going with number 8, Ridian. And fourth, number 1, Astronomical Boy. And that takes care of racing on Saturday at Hollywood Bets Kenilworth. 10 races as we head into the Cape summer season and the first Summer of Festival race meeting. Trust you'll have an enjoyable and profitable day. Till next time, from me, Ravon. Cheers for now.